Since 2010, John Kalacki has been the executive director of the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts in Burlington. But that tenure came to an end this month with the announcement that Kalacki would be stepping down from the post. Anna Marie Gewirtz has been hired to take over the reins. But John Kalacki has put down and has plans to expand his roots in Vermont. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we're pleased to have John Kalacki in our VPR studios to reflect on his eight-year career overseeing the fortunes of one of Vermont's premier venues for local arts stage productions as well as national acts. John, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Mitch. I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm really glad to be here talking to you this morning.
You're very kind. Thank you so much. And, you know, you oversaw tremendous growth in your time as the Flynn's executive director. What is the operating budget for the Flynn now compared with what it was when you arrived in 2010? I don't need specific numbers, but generally speaking.
Well, over my 8 years, it grew about $1 million to the current budget of $7.7 million.
How did you go about raising that kind of money? Did you have a background in fundraising that made any of that possible?
Well, my entire life has been in the arts, first as an artist, as a dancer, and then as an arts administrator. So I've been raising money my entire life, asking people for supporting nonprofit arts organizations. The thing about Vermont is it's been so amazing here. My colleagues across the country, I came from San Francisco before that. I was in Minneapolis, Philadelphia, New York. And people cannot believe how generous Vermonters are. And when they hear that, you know, the Flynn Center serves 200,000 people, we have 2,800 members, and that 40% of our budget every year is contributed and primarily from individuals and corporations, is very humbling. A few years ago when we had the Irene flood, Grace Potter did a live concert on the stage of the Flynn as a benefit concert. And on the stage, she was saying, "I can't believe it. When I was a little kid, I sat in those chairs and I hoped one day to be on this stage. And here I am, Vermont."
What a moment.
And I thought, how beautiful. That's really what it's about.
The Flynn is a nonprofit organization. Access to the shows, the events, you were just touching on this a little bit, the workshops offered at the venue, they really took priority under your leadership. What are some of the programs or initiatives you started to make sure that the Flynn's programs are within reach of all Vermonters?
I would say I expanded. Didn't start, I expanded a lot of inclusion and access. And about 7,000 kids are coming for free. Because if any kid is on free or reduced lunch at school, we don't ask them or their families to pay the $8.50 to come to a student matinee. We also work with 85 social service agencies like the Howard Center, COTS, Spectrum, and we give $2 vouchers for their clients to come because we want everybody to feel like it's their place. Our Flynn Arts classes, we have about 1,500 folks who take classes with us, from an 85-year-old tapper to young toddlers singing with their parents and caregivers in the morning. We give about $30,000 worth of scholarships. And so some new programs, we have a Movement for Parkinson's class. Choreographer Sarah McMahon started. Her husband had Parkinson's, and so she got trained. And has over 50 people now. It's totally free, and it's for folks with Parkinson's and their caregivers. So they break down the isolation, and people are moving together. Some are in chairs, and some are with canes, some are with walkers, and everyone's dancing together. It's fantastic.
Why step down now from the job? Why is now the right time?
Well, in 2010, when I was talking to the board about coming, I said, if you pick someone like me, I'll stay probably 5 to 7 years. What I think I can offer is to do an intergenerational transfer of leadership at the Flynn. Because I looked around and much of the senior staff had been long tenured and there a long time, doing great jobs, but people really seemed that they were going to be timing out, aging out, right, of their own accord. So they, luckily for me, chose me. And last September, I reminded the board, I said, remember when I said 5 to 7 years? Well, it's now been 7, and it'll be 8 years in June, and I think that's a good time. It's a new organization, as it should be. I think I've done my job, and it's to bring on the next generation.
Well, as I hinted at in the lead, you are not leaving Vermont. You live here with your husband. You've got a farm with horses. You know, you've got your roots here. But you are also trying to get into Vermont's political arena. What's happening there?
As I was thinking about my future beyond working at the Flynn, I really was reflecting on what can my service be now? What am I interested in doing? My representative in South Burlington, Helen Head, met with me, and she said that she was thinking of not running again, and might I be interested? And I'm in. I'm running for the House of Representatives to represent my community in South Burlington.
Are you running as a Democrat?
I am running as a Democrat. And it has been great knocking on doors, humbling, knocking on doors, asking people to sign the petition, get me on. And I got Democrats and Republicans to sign that. Currently, I'm running unopposed, but the primary is in August and the election's in November. So we'll see.
How do you feel about the hiring of Anna Marie Gewirtz to take over as the Flynn's executive director? What can you tell us about her?
I'm beyond thrilled, and I feel like it completes this intergenerational transfer of leadership. She's a prolific fundraiser. She started with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. And when I was a kid, I saw that group in a school trip, and I went home to my family. I was 8 years old, and that night I announced I was going to be a modern dancer. My father said, "What's that?" Because he was selling cattle at the Chicago Stockyard. So
it was not his world.
That wasn't his world, but it worked. I did become a dancer because of that. So I love that the full circle that Anna Marie's here. She's really fantastic. She's strategic. I think she's done some great strategic planning in her organizations. And I think there were like 80 applicants. The search firm narrowed down to 11. Then there were four that were brought in. And the entire staff loved her because how she listened to them. People felt heard by her. And I think that's a great asset for a leader.
I'm glad you brought up the fact that you were a dancer and have this background in dancing, ballet, actually. And if I'm not mistaken, you were able to make a kind of final stage appearance in one of Vermont's most popular ballet productions, although perhaps not in the traditional ballerina role. What was this role?
Mother Ginger is in The Nutcracker, traditionally played by a man. And it is this big, oversized female character who has little kids under the big skirt and the
giant skirt.
Giant skirt.
Huge.
Pick it up, and like eight kids run out and they do their little dance number, and then Mother Ginger picks the skirt back up and they fly in. And basically, I'm pushed around by a crew person behind me. So I don't have to do anything other than wave to the kids. And when Alex at Vermont Ballet Theater asked me to do this, I said, "Oh, yeah, I'd love to do it, but how many rehearsals?" He said, "No rehearsals. You put on the dress and the wig, get in the cart, and you get pushed around." So I had a blast.
John Kalacki is stepping down as executive director of the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts in Burlington after an 8-year tenure. We should also mention that John has been an occasional VPR commentator, but will not be adding his commentary thoughts during his run as a Vermont House representative. It has been great, though, speaking with you about your past and future endeavors. John Kalacki, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.